It's the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today is a farmer from West Texas, Barry Evans. Barry was in Washington, D.C. on Monday as President Trump announced $12 billion in economic assistance. He was actually in the room.
What we're doing is we're taking a relatively small portion of that, and we're going to be giving and providing it to the farmers in economic assistance. And we love our farmers. And as you know, the farmers like me, because, based on voting trends, you could call it voting trends or anything else, but they're great people. They're the backbone of our country. So we're going to use that money to provide $12 billion in economic assistance to American farmers. $12 billion is a lot of money, Merrill. What do you think? Peanuts for you, though, right? Peanuts.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Barry Evans. Barry is a producer from the High Plains of Texas, makes his home, has his operation in that Cress area, and home in Lubbock. Hey, Barry, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Great to talk to you.
Okay, first off, let's start. Is this a day you'll remember for quite a while?
This is a day, yeah. It's a pretty memorable day, Tony. We'll remember this one forever. It was just surreal how it all went down, and just what a great opportunity.
Well, and what we're talking about is Barry is in D.C. right now, flying home after meeting with the president and cabinet-level members and members of Congress in the White House. How did all this kind of come together, Barry?
Well, it came about really through working with National Sorghum Producers. National Sorghum Producers have been working really, really hard to make sure sugars or that sorghum is included in the aid package, and we were contacted through them, and kind of the last minute, we need some farmers. There's about seven farmers, and so we were just extremely honored to be included, and we actually had, there were three different sorghum growers there, which is really great.
Well, let's talk about the event. You were in the White House Oval Office area as the president rolling out some assistance for farmers. We've known this is coming to the tune of about $12 billion. What did you pull away from hearing the president and then the round table there?
Well, our round table is actually in the cabinet meeting. In the cabinet room, which to me just exemplifies how important the president sees getting this aid out is. And Secretary Rollins just did a fantastic job also in announcing it, and her passion for agriculture and getting this aid out was just tremendous. And and they see that need, they know how serious it is on the farm. And they've seen that and are trying to get some aid rolled out just as quick as possible. We're hoping, we'll start seeing something maybe in February is what the plan is now. But the plans will be released before then. So it'll really allow farmers to make some plans with their banks and have something, you can count on.
So, again, we heard it over and over again that the money is coming from tariff revenue. We also heard that part of the reason we're in the predicament is the lack of good trade policy and trade agreements. Did you come away feeling, or how did you come away feeling as in regards to trade in general?
Well, when you talk about trade in general, I've been farming for a long time, and we've seen some good trade deals, and we've seen an awful lot of bad trade deals. And we have been taking advantage of in the United States on a lot of deals, and I don't think that's going to happen. I believe that they're going to make the best deal we can, and I think it'll be beneficial for us in the long run.
There was an interesting exchange that happened between a longtime member of the House Ag Committee from Georgia, Austin Scott, and the president. And it was dealing with really timber issues. But did you pull something away from that exchange with Representative Scott and President Trump?
Well, I did have the opportunity to actually visit with Representative Scott beforehand. And of course, he is such a champion for our cotton industry too. You know, he has done such a super good job. So, you know, of course, we don't have much timber in Swisher County, not many trees at all. But he just really stands up for, like I said, especially in the cotton. Representative Scott is such an ally for him.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up cotton, because that region that you grow in, you're kind of limited on what you can put in the ground. For those who don't understand the high plains of Texas or West Texas, how do you describe that?
Well, when you farm in West Texas, we have a pretty harsh climate, and I'll grow grain, sorghum, cotton, and wheat, because that's what does best in our area, and that works really great for rotation. It's great for our soil health, great for capture rainfall, and so there's a reason we grow those crops in West Texas. You know, there's a lot of crops we can't grow. Those are really what suit us well, and those are also the commodities that have taken the biggest hit and on price. So those are really the commodities that I grow have just taken a hit, and that's one of the things we really need some help with.
Now, obviously, the assistance is coming to farmers, but does it also impact rural communities as well? And if so, how important is it to those rural communities?
We had the discussion about, why do you farm whenever it's losing money? And the answer to that is, we're sure for the land, we care for the land, but it's also about the rural community. You know, if we aren't planting a crop, there's no economic activity taking place. And you get out, in the high plains of Texas and really all across the plains states, agriculture is what it's about. And if we're not planting and growing and at least profitable, all the communities are going to suffer. And we know how that goes through the economy, and it's just such an important part for all of our rural communities.
Well, again, national sorghum producers thanking the administration for the emergency assistance. And again, we're getting details on this. Are you optimistic that this can help? And again, I'm going to throw this out there. I'm betting this will not cover the losses, but will it be a bridge to next year?
When you call this a bridge, that's exactly what it is. I think everyone is aware that this will help a great deal, but it's going to be enough, and that depends on markets and what happens. But when you talk about a bridge to next year also, we had some really great things that were in the One Big Beautiful Bill that helps increase the safety net, increase the reference prices. There's some great things in there on crop insurance. But we really won't see the impact of those till next fall. So we just hope this gives everyone a little bit of assurance until we can get to next fall and those other things really start hitting.
I did notice that flash sale reported by USDA for soybeans on Monday morning. Also, we get the export inspection, so what's actually put on a ship and sent out. And there was beans going to China. But the other thing that caught my attention was 40,000 plus bushels of sorghum going to China. Again, there are some domestic industries that help, but how vital is trade for sorghum producers?
Trade is extremely important for sorghum producers. About 60% of our market is exported. So it's just extremely critical, and so trade is really everything. And that's why the sorghum market is just in the tank right now because our trade is just so low. So it's just critical that we have trade for Georgia.
Well, Barry, I appreciate your time. I know you're trying to catch a plane to get back home. Thanks for taking the time, and I want you to step back now for just a moment and try to describe the experience today of going to the White House, going into the Oval Office, meeting the president, and just the complete atmosphere. How would you describe that?
It was really just quite a surreal experience, you know, getting to go in the cabinet room. You know, we see it on TV all the time, but actually be in there to see the portraits on the wall, and then the president comes in, greets everyone, shakes everyone's hand, and just talks about how important American farmers are, and that agriculture is the backbone of America. And just to hear that expressed, it's just incredible. And then to be invited into the Oval Office after that, it just shows how important that he sees agriculture is. It's just such a great opportunity.
Again, Barry Evans is a producer from the High Plains of Texas, was in Washington, D.C., representing the National Sorghum Producers. I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
This is the Agribusiness Report. At the White House on Monday, President Donald Trump telling reporters,
prices are coming down and they're very, very far down on energy. Energy's come. In fact, we hit a very important number, sacred number. We had three states in the last 2 days reported by our energy group of very strong energy people who said we hit $1.99 a gallon in three different states, and that's an amazing accomplishment because the gasoline prices are coming down. When gasoline comes down, everything, it's such a big category that when gasoline comes down, sort of everything sort of follows.
President Donald Trump from the White House on Monday. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. USDA rolling out $12 billion in one-time bridge payments, helping producers manage high input cost and lingering trade disruptions. It was announced at the White House on Monday. Most of the aid, up to $11 billion, will cover a wide range of row crops. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Attention farmers, Jim and Jody Johnson are retiring and their premium equipment is heading to Purple Waves December 30th Ag Auction. Don't miss their 2024 John Deere ExactEmerge 1775 NT Planter and 2019 John Deere S760 Combine. This retirement auction features well-maintained machinery that's been part of a successful farming operation with equipment located in Osage, Iowa. Everything sells. Absolute no reserve to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com for details. Purple Wave Auction, straight, simple, sold.
It's the Agribusiness Report. President Trump from the White House Monday.
And we're pleased to be joined today by many of the wonderful members of the farming community, as well as the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. Brooke, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Thank you very much, Scott. Senator John Bozeman. Thank you, John. Good job. John Hoven. Thank you, John. And Deb Fisher. Thank you very much. As well as Representative Austin Scott, who's been with us right from the beginning. Thank you, Austin. Good job. I'm delighted to announce this afternoon that the United States will be taking a small portion of the hundreds of billions of dollars we receive in tariffs. We are making a lot of money from countries that took advantage of us for years. They took advantage of us like nobody's ever seen. Our deficits are way down because of tariffs.
It's the Agribusiness Report.